This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. They're still counting or recounting the last of the ballots for this election cycle. But with all the money that's been spent, $14 billion from the top of the ticket on down, political operatives are digging through the wins and the losses and the data, hoping to find some lessons for the next big political fight, those Senate races in Georgia in January. Here's Marketplace's Kimberly Adams.
It's pretty early to make sweeping generalizations about this year's election, but in terms of how campaigns spend money, there are already some takeaways. Lucy Caldwell is a political strategist and technologist.
2020 was the year where we can all agree that there is not a silver bullet and that the jig is up on some of the tools that people got so dependent upon in cycles past.
Like deluging voters with emails and fundraising texts and saturating the airwaves with TV ads.
It's straight up corruption. Fighting corruption is my job.
Some people want to play political games with this. I just think it's the right thing to do.
I'm asking for your vote to save our country.
Because it's time we had a senator who put Georgians first, like me.
TV, in a lot of ways, is like the steroids version of yard signs. It makes donors and the candidates, let's be honest, themselves feel happy about what they're doing, but it's not a particularly effective way to spend money.
While ads do raise awareness of a candidate, those who study political races say beyond a certain point, viewers just tune them out. That may especially be true when ads for a congressional or Senate race come from or are funded by people outside the state.
We can use this as a reasonable inference from what we saw, that voters may not like the quote-unquote nationalization of these congressional races.
Michael Franz is co-director of the Wesleyan Media Project, which tracked political ads in the campaign. That lesson is going to be key in ad strategies for the Georgia runoffs.
And so if Democrats are going to try to fundraise and put ads on TV using that pitch, saying, help us win back the Senate, it may not work if Georgian voters think that the local concerns don't matter as much as these national concerns.
And many political activists complain those ads often come at the expense of strategies that are more effective.
Campaigns that spend millions and millions on TV and digital ads and don't have organizers in urban, rural, and suburban areas, that needs to be retired.
Amy Allison is president of She the People, a group that works to get progressive women of color into office.
Campaign teams that don't reflect the diversity of the Democratic Party, that should be retired at every level. Campaign teams and volunteers should be as diverse as the communities they represent.
Allison says the Democrats need to look to diverse coalitions like the one Stacey Abrams built in Georgia and let them take the lead. As for Republicans?
Well, I hope we learn that we really need to get better at voting by mail and the early vote.
Chris Jankowski is a Republican political consultant.
It's like spotting your opponent a 2-touchdown lead in a football game with confidence that somehow you're going to make it all up on election day.
And he says in Georgia, in January, when control of the Senate is on the line, that's not a mistake Republicans will make again. In Washington, I'm Kimberly Adams for Marketplace.